Well, for people who remember Ida, which won the Oscar for Best Foreign Language Film, this is the kind of follow-up to Ida. This is a new film by Pavel Pawlikowski. And again, you know, even though he's a director who doesn't like to repeat himself, this is a black-and-white film set in communist Poland. But the reason he did this film is that he was drawn to the story of his own parents, who have fascinated him as he's become an adult, who divided their, you know, they went back and forth in their relationship with each other. They married, they divorced, they remarried, redivorced, and also they lived in both Poland and Western Europe. And the couple in this film live in Poland and Paris. And it's just kind of a meditation on the price of exile. It's a beautifully shot romance. It's got great music. You know, if you enjoyed Ida, you know the kind of filmmaker this man is, and it's going to be, you know, a pleasure for everyone to see this film when it comes out.
I read about a prolonged standing ovation for the new Spike Lee film called Black Klansman. Tell us about that.
Well, this is a film that really has kind of galvanized Cannes this year. It's gotten the most energetic response, I think, of anything in the competition. It's based on a true story from the 1970s of a African-American policeman in Colorado Springs, Colorado, who ended up infiltrating the Ku Klux Klan and actually becoming leader of the chapter in that city. I mean, he talked to the Klan a lot on the phone, and there was a white colleague who appeared when he needed to make public appearances, but really he masterminded this infiltration of the Klan. And this is a story really tailor-made for Spike Lee. He was very interested in showing the contemporary relevance of a lot of this. There's a very moving ending to the film, which relates to what happened at Charlottesville. And this is, you know, smart, funny, a little outrageous, just kind of a crazy story, the kind of story you wouldn't think was real, but turns out to be real.
All right. Well, thanks for taking a few minutes from your time there in the French Riviera.
Anything for KUSC.